Terry for Breakfast Catch-Up on Triple M.
This week is Homelessness Week for 2018. It's on until the 12th of August. It's a national week of events to raise awareness about homelessness in our community. And the theme for Homelessness Week here in WA this year is there's always something you can do. We're focusing on things people can do that will end homelessness and support people who are experiencing homelessness. On the line now is the CEO of Shelter WA. I've got Michelle McKenzie. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
Homelessness is an issue that has no boundaries. I mean, people could be homeless for, you know, maybe one or two nights. They might be between accommodation and, you know, they might have to sleep on someone's couch until something more permanent comes along. There's a range of reasons why people are homelessness, isn't there?
That's right. So people often think of homelessness as the rough sleepers. And I mean, that's awful if you're sleeping rough, especially in winter. But there's what's called the hidden homeless. So people that are couch-surfing because they can't find a place that they can afford to rent. People staying with families and friends, they may not think they're homeless, but they might be staying there for a very long time and they're there because they can't afford to get their own house. And the ADF defines a whole range of homelessness from rough sleeping through to people in supported accommodation or people who are living in overcrowded housing. So I think certainly in the week, if you look around, you can probably see that, you know, families or friends that have got kids that can't get a home or families that can't get a home that meets their needs. So it's not just rough sleeping, it's people who can't find a place to call home.
Tell us about some of the work that Shelter WA does.
Okay, so we're a peak body and we've been around for 39 years and we're really excited that next year's our 40th anniversary. So as the peak body, we bring together a coalition of service providers who work to end homelessness, community housing providers who provide affordable housing, and we work together to sort of attack those structural drivers of homelessness. You know, there's just not enough housing, so how can we work with industry and government to get more affordable housing built? There's sort of financial, there's tax incentives that work against affordable housing, so we work to advocate for change. And the planning system's really important. Access to land, so having the right land in the right location so people can get affordable houses. But fundamentally, you're homeless if you don't have a house, and having enough supply of good, quality, affordable homes is just critical. So we advocate really strongly for that.
And the theme this year for Homeless Awareness Week is that, look, we could all do more. There's always something to do. So what can people do during this week and beyond?
Okay, so I think if you went on the Shelter WA website, you can see the events for next week. But, you know, join Shelter WA, express an interest, and then we can see how we can harness your passion to end homelessness. We're working with the WA and Homelessness Alliance. We've got a 10-year action plan to end homelessness in WA. And we're working with councils and with communities to develop local action plans to end homelessness. So I'd say jump on the website.
The website again is shelterwa.org.au. There's a little bit happening here during Homelessness Awareness Week. Michelle McKenzie from Shelter WA, good luck with a very important week.
Oh, thank you, and thank you so much to you and your listeners for your interest. Really appreciate it.
Excitement in 2J today with the official opening of Rosedale Village. This is going to be opened by the Honourable Darren West. And Rosedale Village is a complex of 9 new independent living units, which is owned and operated by Budley Cottages Association. And on the line now, I've got the CEO from the Shire of 2J, Stan Scott. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Stan, this is a great example of state government and local government working together to build a great project.
Absolutely. And look, the Butley Cottages role can't be underestimated either, because they supplied the land and they kicked in some cash. So it was basically state, local government and community working together, which is always a good outcome.
Having the Rosedale Village there in 2J, it would allow locals to stay in town and live independently and taking that wonderful lifestyle that you got on offer up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like a lot of our lifestyle is 5-acre lots or 10-acre lots or small hobby farms. But when you get to a certain age and you can no longer drive the drive on or don't want to spend your time doing that, this gives people an opportunity to maintain those connections, maintain that involvement in the community, and live in affordable, attractive accommodation, not as demanding as a property.
And the association behind this build, Budley Cottages, they've had plenty of experience. They've been around since the 70s.
That's right. Yeah. And This isn't their first dance either. They have now with the Rosedale Village, they now have 21 independent living units that they manage, and they're entirely managed by volunteers. So it's a great example of what the community can do where people pull together.
Yeah, so a big morning coming up with the Honourable Darren West officially opening Rosedale Village. Stan, you're inviting locals to get amongst the celebrations today.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a signature project. There's more to come in the future, but you've got to celebrate the successes when they come, and this is a good one.
All right, looking forward to today. Should all get underway from around about 11:30 up there at Rosedale Village. Stan Scott from the Shire of 2J, great to talk to you here on Triple M.
Thanks very much. Good talking to you.
After the siren, the wrap-up of this weekend's Football League action.
Another round of the Avon Football Association, and our man inside local footy is back with us. Macca, good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, listeners. The second last one, round 16, kicked off on Saturday, Beverley versus Quirrating. And this was the close one, 21-17 to 5 goal 6, a 107-point margin. Hold on to your hats because it gets uglier from here. 8 goals to none in the first term, put that game to bed. James Smith kicking 6 for the winners, Howell at 3. Will Hadlow kicking 2 goals for Quirrating, and Matt Outridge kicked 1 as well. Best players for the winners, Howlett, Smith, Brendan Ogg, back from the future, and Jibba Turner. Mitch Gill continuing his good form as the best for Quirrating with Braden Hayes and Rowan Hadlow. Turner in the reserves, which makes next week's games crucially important. Beverley go into the 4. 14-10, 94 to 2-5-17, 77-point margin. Reece Edwards kick 6 for the winners. Very close one in the netball. And Quirrating don't win too many, but they won this one. The Bells 39, the Black Widows 36. Beatrice Colbung was the best for the Bells, and Cassandra Clark was the best for the Black Widows. York versus Railways probably went as predicted, 18-17, 125 to 2-3-15, 110-point margin to the Bombers. Campbell Buster Hunter kicking 7 for the winners, Price kicking 2, Tommy Atkinson and Payne kicking goals for York. Best players for the winners, Nathan de Bleecourt playing his 201st game, Chris Holmes, Price and Power. And for York, Bart Atkinson, Jordan Henderson and Jacob Sowness. Slightly closer in the reserve, 17-15 to 3 goals 6, only 93 points there. Kevin Chunder Pike kicking 2 goals for York, and Jermaine Davis Jr. kicking 5 for Railways. And Railways made it a triple because they won the netball. The Fast Tarts was 60 and the Joeys 24. Meg Thompson was the best for the Tarts, and Michaela Wells was the best for the Joeys. The final game down at Henry Street Oval, and that would have been quite a heavy service. I went past on Saturday afternoon. She was pretty toned up after the juniors. But it didn't stop. Fetty's kicking a plenty of goals, but maybe that was the reason Cunderdon didn't kick so many. 20 goals, 19 to 1 goal, 132-point margin. Phillips kicking 7 for the winners. Daniel Murray, big mother, is back, kicking 3 goals. That'll make a difference coming into the finals. Brennan kicking 3. And Jordan Leeson continuing his fine season with 2 goals. Ben Tiddy's Elliott kicking the only goal for Cunderdon. Best players for the winners, Tanner, Yaron, Alari, Moreno and Phillips. And for Cunderdon, you suggest they're all in the back line. Kane Corsini, Todd Rogers, Aaron Lorne, Paul Jasper and Riley Hill. Was slightly closer in the reserves, 18-20, 128 to 1 goal, 1-7, 121-point margin. Zach Casey back playing at Fetty's, with Perth having the reserves. He's been killing it down there in the Colts, as also in the reserves. Actually played with his two other brothers, Jed, Zach and Ben, for the first time. Fantastic photo put up there by Mum. Dad didn't make the team because he wasn't too old and not good enough. Darlow kicking a goal for Cunderdon. And close game in the netball, Cunderdon 69, the Phillies 53. Georgia Dawes are the best for the Maggots. And Lisa Williamson was the best for the Phillies. And that's a wrap. Thanks to the Baxter's Rural Centre, the second last game of the Avon Footy Association home and away season, Terry.
Sounds of the Wheatbelt, Triple M.
Yeah, jackpot today is at $480 as we start off a new week. Thanks to Middleton Accountants. Let's go to the phones on 132710. Doreen is here with us. Doreen, what do you reckon our sound of the wheat belt is?
I think it's lifting the lever of the 999 car to adjust the seat position at Meriden.
Lifting the seat position of the 999 car, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's not the one.
Righto then, Terry.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. See you then. Jackson's with us on 1327. Ted, Jackson, what do you reckon our sound of the wheat belt is?
I reckon it's a car door being open or closed.
A car door being open or closed. Yeah, that's not it. I'm sorry.
All right, then.
Thanks, Jackson.
No worries.
Catch you later. And our mate Ron in Keller is back with us. Hello.
How you going, mate? Yep.
What do you reckon our sound of the wheat belt is?
I reckon it could be run over a railway line. Track.
Running over a railway line. A rail yeah. track.
Yeah.
Where are we doing that, Ron?
Hey, pardon?
Where are we doing that?
It could be coming on the first one in Keller Baron.
As you come into Keller.
Yeah, as you go over railway track, you get the bang bang, you know? Like
I know the bang bang. Unfortunately, that bang is not the sound of the wheat belt.
It's a similar noise, though, like the noise of the tyres.
Well, to what you think it is, yes. Sorry, Ron, can't give you the cash.
No, mate, that's all right. I'll try again. And nobody gets it. I'll keep bashing away at it.